Verse 8, please. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham my friend, you whom I have taken from the end of the earth and called from his farthest region and said to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall see them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing and as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you whom Jacob, you whom Jacob, ye men of Israel, I will help you, say the Lord and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you a new treading sledge with sharp teeth. Ye shall tread the mountains and beat them small, and make the hills like chaff. Ye shall willow them, the wind shall carry them away, and the wild wind shall scatter them. Ye shall rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and the needy seek water, but there is none. Their tongues fail for taste. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in the desert heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant the wilderness, the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle and oil tree. I will set the desert, the cypress tree and the pine and the boughs tree together. Verse 20, the last, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created this. Keep standing, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because you live, we can face tomorrow. Because you live, all our fears are gone. Because you live, our future is secured. Because you live, it is well with our soul. Because you live, Lord, we will live. Father, speak your word to your people. Breathe on your word. Let your word bring encouragement. Let your word be a blessing unto us. In the name of Jesus, I hide myself behind the cross. I have no words of my own. Speak through me, Lord. and bless your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Please have a seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The topic before this morning, escaping the cage of fear. Escaping the cage of fear means escape for your life. Because fear will paralyze you. Because fear will destroy you. Because fear will kill you. So escape the cage of fear. Fear is a dangerous and powerful enemy. Fear is a killer. Fear is a stagnator. Fear is a destroyer. And I know many of us here, fear has caged us. But today we escape that cage of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Today we break forth from that cage of fear in the name of Jesus. It was fear that confined Israel for 40 good years. Fear brought stagnation to the land of Israel for 40 good years. It was fear that made King Saul to be dethroned. It was fear that made Elijah to rob a dear's life when he was threatened by Jezebel. It was fear that made Gideon to hide and dress with fear. It was fear that made Peter to deny Jesus. Fear. Praise the Lord. Fear. Fear is a dangerous weapon. It was fear that made Abraham to what? To lie. She is my sister. It was fear. I don't know what you fear. Even as I am here seated. But I know you are coming out of the cage of fear. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is aware of our tendency to fear. He's aware. He's aware. When Moses passed on to glory, when Joshua took over, God instructed Joshua in Joshua 1. Please, me, give me Joshua 1. Verse 6, verse 7, verse 9, then verse 18. Joshua 1, verse 6. God instructed Joshua because he's aware of our tendency to fear. God's strength is very strong and of good courage. For to these people, ye shall deliver as an inheritance the land which I swore to your father to give them. John to verse 6. Be strong and okay to verse 7. Verse 7 now. Only be strong and very courageous. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verse 18b. Jump to 18b. 18b. Only be strong and of good courage. Praise the Lord. Fear. When fear comes, when fear consumes and controls you, you become defeated. And you won't be able to live the victorious life you ought to live in Christ. Fear is a killer. And we need to run away from it. No wonder Christ or rather says, 365 days times the Bible is saying, fear not, fear not, fear not. And yet, we are still trapped by the word fear. Many of us are still living in fear. Many of us are still living in fear. What is fear? Fear is an unpleasant feeling. Unpleasant feeling triggered by the perception of danger. Fear is an unpleasant, unhealthy emotions caused by a threat of a danger. What is fear? Fear is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger. Please, can you give us some definition of this fear? Praise the Lord. Look at fear is an unpleasant feeling triggered by the perception of danger. unpleasant emotion caused by a threat of danger, pain or harm. Fear is a distorted emotion arose by impending danger, evil, and pain. Fear is a natural, powerful, primitive human emotion. Fear. Fear is an emotion induced by the perception or the cognition of a phenomenon which poses a threat or danger. Brethren, we need to escape. Because fear will destroy us. Fear will bring stagnation. Fear will paralyze us. Let's look at some of the acronym of fear. Some of the negative acronym of fear. Some of the negative acronym of fear. Fear. False evidence appears real. They appear real to you. False evidence. But they appear real. They are magnified before you. You are trained by their presence. Then false emotion appear real. They are there. Your emotions, your feelings. You can feel the pain. Yes. But are they really real? Look at false events appear real. Your future event. How my destiny be? How my future be? How my tomorrow be? You are worried about so many things. These are the negative aspects of fear. Fear is dangerous. Give us some of the danger of fear. Let's some of the danger of fear. The danger of fear. Fear weakens our immune system and causes cardiovascular damage. Fear. This is what fear can do. Fear also what? Cause cardiovascular damage, gastrointestinal rot problem, such as ulcer and irritable bowel syndrome, and decreased fertility. It can lead to accelerated aging and even premature death. Fear can lead to premature death. Accelerated aging. We need to escape the cage of fear. We need to break forth from the confinement of fear. Apart from this, fear can stagnate you for life. Fear can destroy you for life. Fear can rob you of your blessings for life. Fear can make you to lose focus in life. I pray that God will deliver someone here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at some of the positive aspects of fear. Fear, the acronym, we are talking about the acronym. Face everything and rejoice. Come on, Bible says, rejoice. I say again, rejoice. Face everything and rejoice. I don't know what you are contending with, but one of the acronym of fear and the positive aspect is that face everything and rejoice. Look at the second one. Face everything and recover from yourself. Recover. All the tantalum, the logo, the caterpillar, recover. Face them and recover from them all. Then number three. Face everything and respond positively to the will of God, to the mindset of God, to the word of God. Respond. Again, face everything and rise. These are the positive aspects of fear. Then finally, face everything and remember that God is your strength. Face everything and remember that God is the shadow of your life. Face everything and remember that God is the owner of your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. This scripture we read from Isaiah 8, from 1 8 to 20. There are five reasons why you should not fear. Five reasons why you should not fear the shadow of God. Number one, you study from verse 15 to 16. Please, media, give us Isaiah 41, 15 to 16. What are the why you should not fear? Say, behold, I will make you know. Isaiah, no, verse 8, please. Verse 8. Isaiah 41. Say, but you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, who I have chosen. The servant of Abraham, my friend, verse 9. You, who I have taken from the end of the earth, are called from the farthest region, and said to you, ye are my servant, I have chosen you, I have not cast you away. One reason why you should not fear is that you are divinely chosen by God. What did I say? You are divinely chosen by God.
Why must you be afraid? Why must you be in cage of fear? That when the sun around you will sing, we are a chosen generation. Amen. Please, come and get a song.
We are a chosen generation.
You are a chosen generation. You are called for a
chosen. All I require for life, God has given me. I know who I am.
We are chosen.
We are a chosen generation. God for the show is there.
All I require.
All I require for life, God has given me.
Look at verse 10. Look at verse 10. He says, fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right of my righteousness. Look at God's giving me assurance. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Why must you be afraid? Why must you be afraid? Number three reason. You have a divine backing from God. A divine backing. Look at verse 11. See verse 11 now. Yes, verse 11. It says, behold, all they that we uphold, all those who we reason against you shall be ashamed. Somebody say amen. They shall be ashamed and disgrace. So they shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. God is assuring you. What a divine backing from God. Look at verse 12. Say, you shall see them and not find them at all. Those who contend with you, those who war against you, they shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. Verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand and say to you, fear not, I will help you. It is my backing. It is my backing. Another default point is what? Divine instrument. You are a battle hand in the hand of God. So why would you be afraid? A divine instrument. You are God's battle hand. How can somebody hold the AK-47 be afraid? How can somebody hold all the weapons, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord? How can such a person be afraid? Be threatened by fear. Praise the Lord. That is taking from verse 15 to 16. Divine instrument in the hands of God. Then finally, look at divine providence. That is taking from verse 18 to verse 20. God made everything for us. Please, can we read verse 18 to 20? Verse 18 to 20. Or we take that verse 15. Let's take from verse 15. For verse 15. He said, behold, I will make you into a new training sledge, an instrument in the hand of God, and sharp it. You bite them. You destroy them. You use your weapon against them. Say, ye shall trash the mountains. You shall tread your enemy. All your hunger, all the problems, all the demons, and beat them small, and maybe he's a sharp. 16. Ye shall wield them, the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. Jump to 18 now. Jump to 18. God bless you. Jump to 18. Say, I will open rivers in deadly heights and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make wilderness a pool of water and a dry land
springs of water, a land of abundance, a divine providence, everything abundance, a supply.
That is who you are. The divine providence. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Three keys to escape the cage of fear. Three keys. Three keys. One, faith. You need faith to escape the cage of fear. You need faith to escape the cage of fear. Faith. In times like this, when things are crumbling, in times like this, where things are so hard, oh, you can't go to the market to buy anything. In times like this, you need faith to survive.
No one has ever said, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Faith is what you need. Faith is what you need.
I don't know whether what will be the same with Anna is worse than what happened in Samaria.
Where we are eating each other, eating dumb shit, all over the places. I don't know whether we have come to that. But I know, gradually, we are going to that. But God will help us. Because recently I read how a woman used her only daughter to go and buy garri and abandon the daughter there. Because there was no money.
No money. But I pray. And as we are praying for Nigeria, God will intervene in the mighty name of Jesus.
But I want to give us an illustration of what faith can do. Using an example of those four lepers. They were farming in the land of America. They were dying, people were dying, eating each other. All these four lepers, they were there. They sat at the gate. They told themselves, if we enter the city, we will die. If we remain here, we will die. If it is better, let us enter the city of the second.
If we die, let us die. Open to 1 Kings. I love that scripture. Open to 1 Kings 7. 2 Kings 7. Praise the Lord. Media, please give us 2 Kings 7.
Then Elijah said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a sea of fire flow shall be sold for a chicken, and two seas of barley for a chicken at the gate of Samaria." That is what the prophecy. So an officer, somebody say officer. On whose hand the king laid answer, the man of God said, "Look, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And he said, "In fact, ye shall see it with your naked eye, with your two eyes, but ye shall not eat of it." Verse 3. Now there were four leprous men. These men were not recognized. They were outcast, cast away, nonentity, all of nationality in the land. They said to one another, "Why are we sitting here until we die?" Verse 3. If we say we enter the city, the famine is in the city. If we die, and we die then. And if we sit here, we die also. Now, therefore, come, let us surrender to any of the Assyrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall only die. Look at verse 5 now. Verse 5. And the Lord has twin life to go to the camp of the Assyrians. And when they have come to the outside of the Assyrian camp, to their surprise, no one was there. Verse 6, this word I love most. Say, for the Lord had called the hand of the Syrian to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, "Look, the king of Israel has hired against all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Egypt to attack us," and they fled. God honor faith. When God saw the feet of these four leprous men, and we are going, God said, "No, I will teach all those mighty warriors that are in cage, that are in bondage, to fear. I will teach them a lesson." God magnify your footstep. And what is that we are hearing? Boom, 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 boom. I say, "Hey, we don't die. We are finished. We are finished." Was in action. And when God saw their faith, God manifested their footsteps. When they entered the city, they ate and ate and ate and ate. They would carry, go ahead, come back, carry, go ahead. Then they said to themselves, "This is a day of good tidings. There are some miserable soldiers, mighty warriors, dying of hunger. If we don't carry this good news to them, we do not well." Faith.
it. What has been told before you that is comforting you? See with the eye of faith. See with the eye of faith. Faith everything and respond. Faith everything and react. Faith everything and remember your call. Faith. Second point, trust. We must trust the Lord. We must trust the Lord. Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, 7 to 8. Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17. Blessed is the man who trusts in me, in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. Yes. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out his roots by the river, and will not fear when he comes, yet his leaf will be green. I will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Trust. Trust. Say what to him whose trust is out of the flesh. If your trust in God, God will make the lines to fall in pleasant places for you. Somebody say amen. The last point to escape from the cage of fear is stand on the promises of God. That is a hymn we sing later in the service, I believe so. Standing on the promises of God, we must stand on his promises that cannot fail. God's word are here, amen. I don't know what is confronting you, but we must stand on the promises of God. Please, shall we rise as we pray? Rise and spend 5 minutes to pray. Need that portrait for me, Isaiah 41 verse 5. Isaiah 41 verse 5. Isaiah 41 verse 5. Our scripture. Isaiah 41 verse 5. The coastland saw it and feared. The end of the earth, we are afraid. They drew near and came. I don't know what you are seeing. I don't know your feelings. I don't know your emotions. But we are going to pray. We are going to spend 5 minutes to pray. I don't know what you are feeling. I don't know your emotions. I don't know your fear. But we are going to pray. We'll take this song. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I see. Refuse to fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, oh Lord, I bind the spirit of fear in my life. He will bind every spirit of fear. Bind them. Every spirit of fear. Bind them. Bind them. Bind them. Bind them. Bind them. Bind them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, oh Lord, I break every your covenant. Every your covenant that has brought fear.
over my life. In the name of Jesus, break every yoke covenant that has brought fear into your life. Every yoke covenant that has brought fear into your life. Break them. Break them. Break them. Break them. Break them. In the name of Jesus, break them. Break them. Psalm 127 verse. Psalm 124. Psalm 124. Psalm 124 verse 7. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I read Psalm 124 verse 7. Say, our soul has escaped. Say, your soul has escaped. Your soul has escaped. Escape the cage of fear. Our soul has escaped. As a bird out of the snare of the spoiler. The snare is broken and we escape. Hey, hallelujah. Say, oh Lord, I break every snare of fear in my life. In the name of Jesus, be to break them. Yes, the snare is broken. The cage is broken. We escape from the cage of fear. Escape the cage of fear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Psalm 34, verse 4. Say, I saw the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fear. Say, oh Lord, my God, deliver me from all my fears. Deliver me from all my fears. Open up your pain. God, deliver me. Say, I saw the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver us from all our fears. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We take this confession. That Psalm 27, 1 to 3 is a powerful confession. I don't know that all the Psalms are pointed for this today's service. I don't really know. But we're going to take it, but I took it as a confession for any of us today. Amen. We're going to take it together. Psalm 1 to 7 from verse 1 to 3. Shall we want to go? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may come against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. Someone say, Lord, amen. Someone say, Lord, amen. Father, we give thanks for you. Thank you for your word. Lord, as men are in bondage to fear, by the reason of your word has come forth. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive freedom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. We bind every spirit of fear. Give us a grace to face everything and rejoice. Give us a grace to face everything and remember. Give us a grace to face everything and respond. Give us a grace to face everything and rise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are not given the spirit of the bondage of fear, but the spirit of power, of love, and of sound mind. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Yeah.
It is time for us to take our Thanksgiving. This is the last Sunday in the month of July. We want to appreciate God.